Proverbs chapter 15. I want us to look at just one verse this morning, and as I've been pondering this verse for 2-3 weeks, this is one of the most important messages that I could preach to Christians. This is something that each of us need desperately. I need it desperately, and I know you do as well. And we find it in Proverbs 15, verse number 28. Verse 15, verse 28 says, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." Fred was invited to a party that he knew would likely include things that would endanger his morals, his health, and his spiritual life, but he agreed to go to please his peers. Sue received word that her mother had cancer, and that she panicked and plunged into a state of frantic worry. On his way to work, a careless driver nearly ran Jim off the road, and in anger, he yelled and screamed at the driver. Sally's husband forgot her birthday, and she shredded him with her tongue. Each of these people have one thing in common, and that is that they responded emotionally instead of biblically. And you know, many times in our lives, in all different kinds of circumstances, we respond emotionally instead of biblically. And that's what this verse is all about. We see here again in this verse, it says, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer." Studieth to answer. In other words, the heart of the righteous responds biblically, not emotionally. And that takes work. Takes discipline, and it takes God's help. And I want us to dig into this morning and show you some things here that I believe can be a help to each one of us if we'll put them into practice. I want us to notice three actions that we need to take in order to respond biblically, not emotionally. The first action that we must take to respond biblically and not emotionally is that we must remember that this applies to every situation. That's absolutely critical. It applies to every situation. And often, you know, we'll think, well, yes, I need to be kind, or you know, some of the big ones that are real obvious, but it really applies to every situation. It applies to our responses to difficult situations that come up. For example, I'm going to give you lots of illustrations this morning of things that to try to get you to think. And so I want you to put this into practical application. You know, accusations. When someone accuses you of doing something that is wrong or failing to do something you should have done, you have a choice. Either whether it's true or false, it doesn't really matter whether their accusation was right or wrong. You have a choice. You can respond emotionally or you can respond biblically. Irritations. You know, maybe the neighbor needlessly complains. Your child spills something at a very inconvenient time. Kids are great at that, aren't they? I mean, if they spilt the milk when you had all day to clean it up, it'd be fine, but it's 2 seconds before you go out the door and somebody trips over something and you got a major mess you got to clean up. How do we respond? You know, when you oversleep, you're running late, it brings the worst of us out. You may have had a bad day at work. You know, these and similar irritations rouse our emotions and wrong reactions. They stir us to respond in ways that are emotional rather than biblical. Verbal attacks. When someone attacks your character or calls you names, that doesn't go over very well. None of us like that. It's not enjoyable. They may say unkind things to you or about you. Sometimes people even swear at you when they're mad at you. They get really angry and swear at you. Though difficult, God wants us to respond biblically, not emotionally. Sometimes harm comes our way. Someone may harm you physically or emotionally or in some other manner. God still wants us to respond biblically to that person. Doesn't mean they were right, doesn't justify them, but there's a biblical way to respond. God wants us to respond biblically. If a person cheats us or steals from us, the human response is an emotional one. God wants us to stay calm and respond biblically. Now, many of these things, you know, you say, well, that's not easy, Pastor. I know it isn't easy. I'm preaching it myself this morning. You know, these verses spoke to my heart and challenged my heart, and I thought, you know, that's something I need. It's something everybody needs. Disobedient children. You know, when those of you who still have children at home, whether they're smaller, large, older, when children disobey, this tries our patience and our godliness. And we want to do right, but, and then what makes it worse is that the devil just puts it in them on some days and they just repeatedly disobey. You know, how many times do you have to get after them for the same thing in the same day? It's like they never learn. And yet we look in the mirror and we think, you know, that was me too. But we need to respond in a biblical manner. And that's difficult. It's difficult. When you get bad news, all kinds of bad news could come our way. And when bad news comes, maybe a sick relative or a death in the family, or you lost your job, or there's a financial setback, or one of your children have become wayward, and the list goes on of troubles, and some of them are very traumatic. When that happens, God wants us to respond biblically, not emotionally. And it's hard. It really is hard. And so it applies to every situation, and especially these difficult ones. But it also applies to our response to questions. You know, your son may ask you if you can go to his friend's house. You better respond biblically and not emotionally. You know, sometimes we think in our emotions, oh, you know, poor son, he needs to go, you know, he needs to break. But you know very well his friend isn't a very good friend. And it's not going to be good for him. We need to respond biblically, not emotionally. You know, the boss asks you to tell a lie. How are you going to respond? You know, in growing up where lying was just taboo, it never really... I mean, I'm not saying I've never lied. I have. But what I'm saying is I always knew that was wrong and it wasn't the right thing to do. Many years ago, probably been 25 years ago now, I was down in Wanneroo at some business. And I don't even remember what it was or what I was inquiring about right now. But the phone rang and someone, obviously I was listening to the, you know, I was standing there waiting and the secretary had to answer the phone. And as she answered the phone, whoever was on the other side asked to speak with the boss. And she put her hand over the phone and says, what do I tell him? They want to speak to you. He says, tell them I'm not here. Oh, he's not here. What would you do in a situation like that? We've got to respond biblically, not emotionally. When a salesman puts pressure on you to make a deal, you need to respond biblically. They don't like that. Well, you say, well, listen, I need to think and pray about this for a while before I make the decision. Oh, no, you know, it'll be too late tomorrow. We've got to do it right now. You know how the salesman pressure is. But we need to respond biblically, not emotionally. Maybe it's an invitation. This time of year, there's lots of invitations to Christmas parties. You need to respond biblically. And that's a tough one. We want to be friendly. We don't want to be, you know, unsociable, but at the same time, to go to something you know is going to be unwholesome, full of alcohol and ungodly talk and ungodly atmosphere, that's not the place that God wants a Christian to be. And so we're faced with a real struggle. What do I do? How do I respond to this? A friend may ask you to go to some questionable venue. What do you do? We can respond emotionally and just say, well, you know, what could I say? He's my friend. I got to go. Or we can say, wait a minute. I got to think about this biblically. God says I need to study to answer. Think about it carefully. for the young people, and not just young people, but probably more so for them. You know, when a person pressures you to smoke or drink alcohol or take drugs or be immoral or look at pornography or partake in some other sinful vice, how are you going to respond? You know, the pressure's on. All your friends are doing it. You don't want to be uncool. You want to be like everybody else. What are you going to do? We need to respond biblically. And it's not easy. Then there's the unanticipated decisions. I had one of those the other day. Get a phone call, and you got to make a decision just like that. And you think, oh, what do I do? What do I say? What, you know, the right thing to do and what I should have done is I should have said, you know, I need to think and pray about this before I give you an answer. Give me your number, I'll call you back. But it's so much easier to just make an instant decision, and then sometimes you look back and think, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have agreed to that. That wasn't a very wise choice, because we respond emotionally instead of biblically. And so, you see, it applies to so many areas of our lives. Our lives are full of these kind of responses. Difficult situations will take a variety of forms, and various questions will catch us off guard. But each one of these, God wants us to study to answer rather than to respond emotionally. Notice our verse again. He says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. And that's what often happens. We respond in an ungodly way or a wrong way or in some way that we know we shouldn't have responded, but we just did what was emotional. And so God wants us to respond biblically, not emotionally. The second action that we must take is not only the first one here we saw that was to remember that it applies to all the situations, but secondly, we must admit it is wrong to respond emotionally. See, unless we admit that it's wrong to respond emotionally, we're going to keep making excuses for it. If I keep saying, well, you know, what else could I do? They put me under pressure. What else could I say because they caught me off guard? Or it's not the way I really responded. It just came out. See, we make all these kind of excuses how we respond in a wrong way instead of saying, that was not right. Emotional responses are often sinful. Now, maybe not always, but often. Most of the time, probably. For example, anger is nearly always a sinful emotional response. It's usually somebody did something I didn't like, and I responded in an angry, emotional way. Proverbs 15:18 says, the wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Do we stir up strife, or do we calm strife? God wants us to be a calmer. Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Now, what does that mean in a practical way? That means if you've got somebody that you call a friend that is always blowing his stack or her stack and always getting angry, God says, find a new friend. Find a new friend. You say, oh, Pastor, that's... No, that's emotionally. We say, oh, yeah, but they're my friend. That's emotional. What did God say? God said, make no friendship with those kind of people. Why? Because it'll hurt you. And we can't respond emotionally. We've got to respond biblically. It's not easy. It's difficult, but needful. Colossians 3:8. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. God says we're to put off all these anger responses. Put them off. Get rid of them. Another emotional response that is wrong is when it displeases God because we show a lack of trust in God's character. Proverbs 27:14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, in the Lord. And we get bad news and we panic and we worry and we fret and we stress out and our blood pressure hits the sky and we're all panicky inside. And God says, wait on the Lord. And we don't obey God because we don't trust His character. And again, folks, I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm pointing my finger at me. I've responded in wrong ways. I've let it raise my blood pressure when things go wrong. I've done those things. I know what I'm talking about. And I know that some of you do the same thing. We struggle because it's not easy. But we displease God when we distrust Him. Proverbs 3:5, we know that verse, many of you do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. What does that mean? It means I'm supposed to trust the God that will never fail me instead of leaning on my own understanding. I'm to respond biblically instead of emotionally. Because my emotions will lead me wrong. Responding with an emotional response of worry is sinful because God commands us not to worry. Remember Philippians 4:6? Be careful for nothing. The word care-fill means to be care-filled, worried. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God says we are not to worry. We're to give our burden to Him. That's hard. It shouldn't be hard, but I find it hard. Maybe you do too. We need to trust God and give our burdens to Him instead of worrying about them. Often our emotional response to situations is one of yielding to the flesh instead of to the Spirit. Romans 6:16 says, know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? He said, whoever you submit to, that's your master. And if we submit to our emotions, then our emotions are our master. If we submit to the flesh is our master. But when we submit to God and defeat the flesh or our emotions, then God is our master. And that's what He wants. That's the biblical response. So emotional responses are often sinful. But emotional responses are often, many times, they are harmful. They're hurtful. You know, rash answers, for example. You know, when we give a rash answer and we do not take our time to study it out, we often make choices that are not good. You know, probably each of us could give examples of times when we've rashly bought something or rashly said something or rashly done something. We later looked at it and thought, why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. That wasn't a good choice. But we responded emotionally instead of biblically. When we say something that is unbiblical, God is displeased. We may respond in a way that displeases Him in our rash answers. God wants us to think, study the Scriptures, look at what God says, know what God wants us to do, and respond in the right way. Many times it hurts us through regret. I already alluded to that. But oh, how true that is. Regret is likely to follow when we respond emotionally. You respond to your children emotionally and get angry with them or harsh with them, or you yell at the driver that cuts you off, or you do something or say something that is not pleasing to God or doesn't show people Jesus Christ in your life. And later we feel a regret, saying, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted like that. We do and say things that we wish we could undo. We wish we could just turn the clock back and let's try that one again, make it, do it right the next time. But we can't do that. And many times We cause damage that cannot be reversed. Each of us can think of things that we wish that we could just kind of erase, or push the delete, or better yet, undo it so it never happened to begin with. Can't do that in life. It might work with the computer sometimes, but it doesn't work in life. And so therefore, God says, I want you to make sure that we respond biblically, not emotionally, so that we don't have to have the regrets. That would solve our problem. Emotional responses are often foolish choices. Choices that are not at all wise. When we respond without thinking, without praying, without pondering God's word, we will lack God's wisdom. And when we make a decision, no matter what the decision may be, sometimes they may be big decisions. You know, what kind of job am I going to have? Who am I going to marry? Where am I going to live? You know, big decisions. Others may be just petty little things. But God cares about them all, whether they're big or small. And we need to spend time with God before we make our decisions, so that we can respond biblically, not emotionally. We act emotionally when we want to please our friends. Peer pressure is so great. I was speaking to an unbeliever the other day that I was met on my walk, and we just got a little conversation going, and he was telling me, I don't even remember how we got it onto this, but he was telling me about his grandkids. He said he had two teenage granddaughters. And he says, oh, they're so, you know, addicted to their music, you know, and they, every time some new tune comes out, they have to download it, and then they, he says they stand for hours in front of the mirror and dance along with it and try to get their dancing just right so they can be like, and you think, how tragic. How tragic. Peer pressure. Why are they doing that? Because they wanted to be accepted by others. And yet, you know, we can laugh at that or condemn that, but all of us in some way, we are affected by peer pressure. We care about what our friends think of us, or our neighbors think of us, or people think about us. And the peer pressure can lead us astray if we're not careful. Fear of taking a stand often will get us to make wrong choices. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, I can't do that. That's not right. That's not the right thing to do. Knowing that they may turn around and say, oh, come on, quit being so fanatical. Come on, it's okay. Everybody else is doing it. We need to just take our stand and say, no, I'm not going to do that because that is not what God wants me to do. And, you know, people may laugh at us. People may condemn us. But God says, I want you to respond biblically, not emotionally. Sometimes we may be afraid to act biblically. It's hard. Especially when you've got to take a stand before other people. It's hard to act biblically. So much easier to say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's probably not that big a deal. And we come through all these emotional responses instead of just saying, no, right there, the Bible says that's what I'm supposed to do. I need to just obey God. It's not easy. Right? So we've looked at the fact that we must admit that it is wrong to respond emotionally. The scriptures tell us in Proverbs 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man brings a snare. What's a snare? A trap. He says, the fear of man, if we fear what people are going to say, it's a trap waiting to catch us. But then the third action that we need to take to respond biblically to and not emotionally is that we must fulfill requirements to respond biblically. God's got some requirements. What's God say? What are we supposed to do? Here's the practical solution. Not an easy solution, but God's solution. We must respond biblically by obeying what God says, and we need to depend on God's help. We need God's help. Folks, all this we've talked about, it isn't about a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to get mad anymore. I'm not going to say bad things anymore. I'm not going to react that way anymore. No, that's not what it is. Now, that's important. We need to have a resolution in our heart. I'm not saying we shouldn't have that. But it's going to take more than just a personal resolution. We need God's help. We need God's help. Notice here in our verse again, what does the first few words say? The heart of the what? The righteous. The heart of the righteous studies to answer. It is the person who is right with God that takes the time to study before he answers. In other words, God's saying, you need my help. You need to be right with me. If you're not a Christian, you are not going to be able to do this. If you're not walking with God like you should as a Christian, you're going to have a difficult time doing this. It is not easy. We need God's help. We need to spend time in prayer to enable us to respond biblically. Especially if we know there's something coming up where we got to make a decision, we need to spend time praying. God, help me. Help me to do the right thing. Help me to face this situation that's difficult. Lord, I need your strength. I need your courage. I need to do what is right, even though it's hard. Lord, help me. And even praying, God, help me in the situations that may come up today that I don't have any idea what they're going to be. I need to do what's right. I need to stay close to you. Remember what Jesus told his disciples? It was that dark night, late in the evening. Jesus and his disciples were there in Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, across from Jerusalem. And Jesus said to most of the disciples, he said, you stay here near the gate. And he took Peter, James, and John with him to go further in. And he started praying and he thought, no, I need to be by myself. And he told Peter, James, and John, you stay here, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And Jesus went on further and he prayed. And he came back, and what were they doing? They were sleeping. And he told them again, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And they fell asleep again. And Jesus came back the third time, rebuked them. And what was he saying? He said, we need God's help. It's hard to respond biblically instead of emotionally, because the emotional response is our natural response. And God says, you need my help. Watch and pray. Watch for those enemies. And you know, some of us know things that we face on a regular basis where we have to make decisions and where we've often yielded to the emotional instead of the biblical side. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. We must then study God's word for wisdom to respond biblically. The word study literally means to meditate, to mull over it. To study the Word of God. A person who is right with God will meditate on how God wants him to respond. But let me put this before you. Is it possible for you to meditate on something you know nothing about? No. You can only meditate on something that you know something about. So in other words, you cannot study to answer, or you cannot meditate on this. You cannot let it flow through your mind and give you wisdom and guidance if you don't know what God said. Therefore, the better we know the Bible, the easier it'll be to respond biblically. The better you know this book. You know, sometimes people think, well, why do you read the Bible so much? You know, how many times you got to read that thing? Lots of times, because it doesn't soak in. And there's always more to read and more to understand. And God says, the better I know this book, the easier it'll be for me to answer and respond biblically instead of emotionally. Now, that doesn't solve all the problems, because I still have to make the decision. And my emotions still may make the wrong decision. But if I know what God says, then I'm even more guilty, because I know God said, don't do this. And emotionally, I say, do this. And if I choose to do what I know God said, don't do, I blatantly disobeyed him. But the better I know the Word of God, the easier it will be to make the right choices in life. And so, I challenge you, spend time in the Bible every day. And you know, it's easy for me to somehow take it for granted that, well, of course all Christians spend time in the Bible every day. And yet I know that's not true. Not all Christians do. Perhaps some of you have not spent hardly any time in the Bible this week. How are you going to be able to respond biblically if you don't spend time digging through the Word and trying to memorize it and meditate on it and think about it? You don't have any database there to meditate on. You got to have it in there before it'll work. It's kind of like our computers. You know, your computer and my computer is absolutely worthless until you download information to let it run the way it's supposed to run. If you don't have the software in there to make it run the way it's supposed to run, it's not going to do a thing. It's just a box. But once the information's in there, then it has the ability to process that information or meditate on that information to make the right choices. And so it is in our hearts. We've got to have the information in before it can work in there and help us and guide us in the right direction. And so spend time with God in the Word. Then we need to resolve to obey God and not our emotions. You know, obeying God, even when our emotions don't want to, is the right thing to do, but it's tough. When our emotions say, I can't do that, because what will they say? What will they do to me if I do that? I can't do that. And God says, yes, you can, and that's what I want you to do. We've got a choice to make. We can obey God, or we can obey our emotions. God wants us to obey Him. And it's not easy. It's a struggle. It's a real struggle. Especially when you have to stand up to friends or family. They're trying to get you to do something. Maybe they invite you to some party you know is going to be an ungodly place to be, and it's going to fill your head with things that you shouldn't have in there, and it may even endanger your morals or your character. And you say, I know God wouldn't want me to go to that kind of a place. But my family, what are they going to say? It's tough. But we need to respond biblically. Politely is part of being biblical too. I'm not just saying we should be blunt and unkind and rude. And sometimes, you know, maybe there's times when maybe we've had to go to weddings and things of that nature where we knew the atmosphere wasn't going to be right and we go for the ceremony and we walk out before any of the rest of it carries on. I mean, there's certain things you can do to kind of do the right thing, but at the same time be biblical about it. But God wants us to be careful in our choices. We need to rule our spirit instead of our spirit ruling us. Proverbs 25:28 says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. How well do we rule our spirit? Until our spirit or our spirit really represents our emotions, that part of us inside. We need to rule it and say, no, you're not going to run me. I'm going to follow the Bible. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And that takes work. It takes dependence on God. We need to resist temptation. Remember what Paul wrote to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:22? Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. There has to be a personal choice to resist. We need to stay calm. We need to stay calm. That's not always easy. Somebody's in your face and screaming and yelling because they didn't like something you did or you said or you should have done. It's not easy to stay calm. But God tells us that if we do, soft answer turneth away wrath. That's the right thing to do. That's the biblical thing to do. But the emotional thing to do is to get right back in their face. That's the emotional thing to do. And that's what our flesh wants to do. We must speak God's soft answer instead. Responding biblically requires not only dependence on God for help, but also requires sober thought. We've got to think about this. Think through this. If we would just think before we speak, could save us a lot of grief. Proverbs 4:26 says, ponder the path of thy feet and let thy ways be established. Ponder. Think about it. Meditate on this. What should I do? What's the right thing to do? What would Jesus do? Ponder it. It'll help us. We must get all the facts before responding. You know, this is good advice when disciplining our children or responding to an invitation. Get all the facts before you respond. Many times we just think we saw what we saw and we respond, and later we find out, oh, I guess I didn't have quite all the facts here and I shouldn't have responded that way. You need to think carefully. Get the facts before we respond. Proverbs 18:13 says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. We need to know what we're talking about before we respond. And then we also need to seek counsel from godly people. You know, when we've done our best to study the answer, and we've dug into the scriptures, and we say, God, I don't know what your thoughts are in this. How am I supposed to respond to this situation? This is a difficult one, Lord. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I've looked in the scriptures. I'm trying to be biblical. I don't have an idea what to do. Then seek some godly counsel. Call up a godly friend and say, what do you think I should do in this situation? I need some wisdom. I've been searching and seeking, and you know, God can use counsel to help us. Can be a help and encouragement to us. So we need to rely upon those who are God-fearing to help us in those kind of situations. You know, life is full of events to which we must respond. And if we do not determine ahead of time how we're going to respond, often we will respond emotionally. And I can't even begin to count the times that I've responded emotionally to things instead of biblically. Little ones, some of them bigger ones. And you probably have the same experience as I have. Because it's so much easier to just respond in our flesh, in our emotions, and just bang, we got our answer. And it's usually wrong. And it often gets us in trouble. And we often have regret. And we often say, why did I do that? How do I fix that? And you know, many times we can't fix it. Because what has been done or said can't be erased. We've hurt some feelings. Just this morning I read there in Proverbs verse where he talks about the wounds of a talebearer go deep down in the depths of his soul. And we say something wrong or unkind or ungodly about someone else, and it cuts them deep down inside. And we can go back and say, would you please forgive me? And if they're God-fearing, they can say, all right, I forgive you, but it's hard to pull the thorns out. It's hard to pull out those pains that were caused. It's hard to forget that. So much better to respond biblically the first time. And so, we must respond right to every situation. Every situation. No matter what it is, when there's a decision to be made, a response to be had, we need to respond biblically, not emotionally. It's wrong to respond emotionally. And we must fulfill the requirements God has given us, depending on God. Digging in the scriptures. Praying. Oh, how we need that. I need that. We all need that. And so, I urge you to take this message today and meditate upon it. Think about it. Download it off the web. Print out the printing of it or something, but just go over it enough so that you can grasp this and say, God, help me. I don't want to continue to respond emotionally. I want to respond biblically to every situation. If you've already responded emotionally and caused harm through that, what do you do? What's God want us to do? He said, go back and tell him you're sorry. It may not dig out the thorns, but we can tell them we're sorry. We can say, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Would you please forgive me for the way I acted and what I said and what I did? That's the right thing to do. And you know, if we don't do that when we've done wrong and responded emotionally, we'll never be able to conquer this. We've got to be able to deal with this. And so seeking forgiveness from God and from those who we've wronged is the right thing to do. And then ask God to help us to study to answer from now on.